Heavenly Father, we worship you this morning. We thank you for giving us life and hope. We exalt you. We appreciate your loving kindness. Be thou exalted, O God, in Jesus' name. I want to welcome everyone to the desk of Olive Christian Ministry, and I bring to you our FSDD for today, Tuesday, 16th April 2024, with the theme, Plant to Grow More Seeds. Memory verse, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Bible passage, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. I take verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. The message of victory. I heard of an incident regarding a staff working with a mission headed by one of our fathers of faith here in Nigeria. He misappropriated some funds and was suspended, but after a while, our father went with him to meet with his supervisor to plead for his reinstatement to work. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. Love is a seed, so don't allow the actions of one fellow to condemn you to hell. The Greek word for fervent means the stretching of the muscle to win a race. If God commanded a deep and unfailing love, then most believers have a long way to go. James chapter 5, verse 26, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. No matter the error of your neighbors, colleagues, and friends, don't plant hatred, but correct them in love. You will be a better believer if you consider the effects of your actions on God and others. An understanding of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 will counter most of your selfish promotions on social media, where you flaunt your new look, clothes, and family to cause sadness to those who lack. Without the Holy Spirit to help, no believer can love from God's perspective, as long as no man can be born again by hatred, which isn't of God. You must plant the seed of God's love in your heart daily through the word. Psalm 119 verse 11. Only the seed of love can terminate your anger, hatred, envy, puffing up, pride, etc. Welcome to the 7 key life lessons and prayers for today. Number 1, the seed you refuse to plant, you cannot harvest, multiply, and increase its storage. Your life will continue to bear both spiritual and physical fruits for daily exploit in Jesus' name. Number 2, if you don't plant yourself and your character by the Lord's side, you will go in the opposite direction. In this year of blessedness, you will not miss out on God's plan in Jesus' name. Number 3, whatever you don't put energy into directing, don't expect victories over difficulties. No one in your family will become a prey of the wicked, but live to enjoy victory in Jesus' name. Number 4, invest time in the world to grow your love for God and others, to outweigh your errors and sins. I decree that you will no longer walk in lawlessness, but in the truth daily in Jesus' name. Number 5, fake love will multiply in the atmosphere of hatred and in a church where the Holy Spirit isn't present. May the Holy Spirit overflow in your heart with no space for hatred in Jesus' name. Number 6, grow in His word. To grow is type of love for those who don't deserve it, but need it to extend love to others too. Your growth in the word will open your heart to fervent love in Jesus' name. Number 7, clean up your heart to accommodate the love for the weaknesses of others. Henceforth, nothing in you will condemn, destroy, and discourage others from the right path in Jesus' name. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional FSDD is one of the best widely used devotionals. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. We also encourage you to visit our Worship Experience Center to experience the word, worship, and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via this WhatsApp number +234 8023 1818 57. I remain your midday Salako. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise the God of our salvation. Hallelujah.